This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. The tests may be standard, but the results are not. Half of the nation's public schools did not meet the benchmark set in No Child Left Behind. A failure of schools or a failure of the test. It's Thursday, December 15th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry is out today. If No Child Left Behind is not working, what's the plan B? We'll talk about what these test results mean in just a few minutes. Also, some Americans are getting caught in the illegal immigration net. We'll talk to an American-born citizen who was detained as an illegal later this hour. But many of you are still talking about the story from yesterday about Denver Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow and his public displays of Christian faith on the football field.
Marty in Detroit, why does God care about one team over the other in football? And why do they only thank him when they do well? Do they ever complain about Jesus when they fumble?
That's a good point, Marty, in Detroit. If Tim Tebow is listening, maybe you could answer that for us. Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check in on our headlines. After 8 years, 8 months, and 25 days, the war in Iraq is over. In the past hour, the American flag was lowered in Baghdad, marking the end of U.S. military operations.
With the departure of the remaining U.S. forces within these last few days to the end of the year, we salute the fact that Iraq is now fully responsible for directing its own path to future security and future prosperity.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, he attended the ceremony and told troops the war had been worth the cost in blood and dollars.
Today, some 5 years later, and after a great deal of blood has been spilled by both Iraqis and Americans, the mission of an Iraq that could finally govern and secure itself has become real.
The date of the final ceremony had been kept secret. It comes 2 weeks before the official December 31st deadline. President Obama marked the occasion with a speech yesterday at Fort Bragg.
Everything that American troops have done in Iraq, all the fighting, and all the dying, the bleeding, and the building, and the training, and the partnering, all of it has led to this moment of success.
Nearly 4,500 U.S. soldiers and more than 100,000 Iraqis have died in the war. It also cost the U.S. nearly $1 trillion. Reaction among rank-and-file soldiers is mixed this morning. Some, like Army Chief Master Sergeant Eddie West, are convinced Iraq was worth the fight.
The price of freedom is sometimes you're going to have to pay the sacrifices, and we understand that coming in. So at the end of the day, we carry out those orders to the best of our abilities.
But Army Private First Class Tamara Wilson says even though she was deployed in Iraq, she's still undecided about the war.
I can't really say it was worth it. I don't know all the behind-the-scenes things.
A small contingent of some 200 soldiers will remain in Iraq as advisors, and 15,000 U.S. personnel will be based at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. That's by far the world's largest. We're going to talk about this story all morning long. In other news, a French court has convicted former President Jacques Chirac of corruption. Chirac was handed a 2-year suspended sentence for paying members of his political party for municipal jobs that didn't exist while he was mayor of Paris. And House Republicans have unveiled a $1 trillion spending bill despite a request from President Obama and Democrats for more talks. A vote on that bill could come as early as Friday to avoid a government shutdown. Asian markets are down. European indices are up, though, and futures are up. The Dow will start at 11,823, the S&P at 1,211, and the Nasdaq will open at 25,000. 39. This week we've had a conversation going about Muslims in TV and on sports. We asked the question of whether Denver Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow would be as fascinating to Americans if he were not an evangelical Christian but a Muslim. A lot of you weighed in. Stephen wrote it on our Facebook page. I'd like to think so, considering the popularity of athletes like Muhammad Ali. In my very liberal part of the state, his religiosity has become secondary now that his team is winning. And Brian writes, if Tebow bowed to Mecca instead, the NFL would tell him to stop that before he got sniped. There's no question about it. Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.